हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ अच्युताय नमः ॐ अनन्ताय नमः ॐ गोविन्दाय नमः In Mundaka Upanishad, today we have to go to the next mantra. We saw last class, Satyameva Jayate Nanritam Satyena Pantha Vitato Devayanaha Yenakramanti Rashayaha Hyapta Kamaha Yatra Tat Satyasya Param Nidhanam. Actually, in this verse, in this is the mantra I had to see today. We have seen already this one, isn't it? The discipline of truthfulness has been highly emphasized in this mantra, stating Satyameva Jayate. Truthfulness in speech alone succeeds, wins. And even to go to Brahma Loka, one has to strictly follow the discipline of truthfulness in speech. Even Brahma Loka requires Satya means, what about the knowledge of the reality, which will give us moksha here itself. Therefore, for a person who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge of the truth, to not attain moksha, all the universal values have to be strictly followed, which implies following the truth, discipline of truthfulness in speech also. So here, even the path which is laid in order to reach the Brahma Loka after the death, that is laid by the truthfulness alone, which means the person who is not truthful in speech cannot imagine traveling through the path going to Brahma Loka or attainment of Brahma Loka, even attaining Kama Muktihi or enjoying the Ishvara status. Nothing is possible without living a life of values governed by the discipline of truthfulness in speech. That has been earlier highlighted. Now we have to see the next mantra. Brihachatad Divyamachintya Rupam Sukshmachatat Sukshmataram Vibhati Durat Sudure Tadan Tadihantikecha Pashyat Svihaiva Nihitam Guhayam Brihachatad Divyamachintya Rupam Brihachatad Divyamachintya Rupam Sukshmachatat Sukshmataram Vibhati Durat Sudure Tadihantikecha Durat sudure tadihantikecha Pashyat svihaiva nihitam guhayam. This mantra, this in fact unfolds the nature of the reality. Not only in this mantra consists of words revealing the nature of reality, it also presents, it's a mahavakyam. Why? Because how it is a Mahavakyam? Having presented some words revealing the nature of reality, Swarupa Pratipadaka Shabdaha. Swarupa Pratipadaka Shabdaha means the words which reveal the nature of reality. Having presented them, Upanishad also states that reality revealed by those words is very much hidden in one's own mind. Which means the reality revealed by those words is hidden in one's own mind means what it implies is it is available for recognition in the mind. It is available for recognition in the mind means what? As the essential nature of every individual, as one's own self. Thereby, Jiva Swarupam being identical with Param Brahma is revealed here in this mantra. Therefore, this whole mantra is also Mahavakya mantra, how we can say. Let us see every word first. Brihat. The first word is Brihat. Then there comes Cha. Brihat plus cha, because of Sandhirul becomes Brihatcha. Brihat means another word for Brahma. Brihat means big. Big, very big. Tad. So, how big? What does the word big mean? Big means relative expression. But here, Brihat means the reality is the big. Reality is the big means that is the biggest. There's nothing which is as big as the reality in this world. Therefore, reality, there definitely there cannot be anything bigger than the reality. There's nothing which is as big as the reality. Therefore, there's nothing which is bigger than the reality. Therefore, the reality is the biggest. You have to see all 3 degrees here. In the word, when you take the word Brihat, big, there's nothing which is as big as the reality. Therefore, there's nothing which is bigger than the reality. Therefore, reality is the biggest. Biggest means, how can you say the biggest? Everything other than the reality is what? A Brahma. Reality is Brahma. Everything other than the reality is non-big, not big. Not big means what? Everything in this universe is subject to all 3 possible limitations. Everything has a beginning. Everything has an end. Therefore, everything is subject to time. Everything is subject to spatial limitation. And everything is subject to object limitation also. Why? Every object being different from every other object is subject to object limitation. So being, it is very natural for anything in the world to be. Are you all able to listening? Are you able to listen? Okay. I want to make sure that the net connection is okay. So everything we subject to 3-4 limitations in the universe, everything is limited in nature. Everything is limited by time, space and object limitations. Therefore, reality alone is being free from all limitations. It is the big, Brihat. So, Brihat implies reality is of the nature of limitlessness. So, limitlessness being the nature of reality is implied by the term Brihat. Anantatvam, anantatvam, limitlessness or timelessness or we can say fullness being the nature of reality is implied by the term Brihat. Then at the same time, it also distinguishes the reality from everything which is subject to all limitations. Which means reality is of the nature of limitlessness and everything in the universe is subject to all 3-4 limitations. Therefore, reality is not anything which is in this, anything which forms part of this universe. Important lesson is what? Understand what reality is not also we have to understand. Therefore, reality is not anything which forms part of this universe. Why everything in this universe is subject to limitations. Therefore, reality is not this universe. It's called understanding the reality through negation. Neti neti vachanaihi. Then next word we see Brihat cha and tad and that reality which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahman is also Divyam. Next word is what? Divyam. Okay, Divyam. The word Divyam actually, has been derived from the root Div. Div to shine. And Divyati shines. Divyam. So the word Devaha, effulgent. Divyam means that which is of the nature of effulgence. So this effulgence implies that which is of the nature of self-revealing. Reality is of the nature of self-revealing. Why? Because there's nothing else in the universe is capable of revealing the reality. Why everything else in this universe is of the nature of inertness. Everything else in this world is of the nature of inertness, means nothing in the universe is of the nature of revealing its existence by itself. Therefore, everything else is revealed by the reality. So reality is that which is of the nature of self-revealing, is capable of revealing everything else, bringing everything else to light. Therefore, Divyam implies, the word Divyam implies, reality is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, it is of the nature of self-revealing, self-effulgence. Thereby, it is capable of bringing everything else also into light just by its presence. This is the meaning of the word Divyam. So what is that limitless reality? The reality which is of the nature of limitlessness, implied with the term Brihat, is of the nature of knowledge, self-effulgence. Next word, Achintya Rupam. Achintya Rupam. Sukshvam Achintya Rupam. The Rupam means form. And formlessness is the form of the reality. If you ask what, in what form does reality obtain, reality is obtains in the form of formlessness. Formlessness is the nature of the reality. Therefore, formlessness being the rupam, formlessness being the form, it is not available for thought. It's not available for thought perception because it is subtler than the thought. Subtler than the thought. Thought form. Even thought has a subtle form. Thought is a subtle form. And reality, which is subtler than the thought, is what? Is of the nature of formlessness. And therefore, it is not conceivable. Achintyam means inconceivable. Chint dhatu, chintayati thinks. Chintyate is thought, is conceived. Chintya, thinkable, conceivable, chintya. Potential, passive, participle. Chintya, conceivable, can be conceived. Achintya, cannot be conceived. It means inconceivable. Reality is not available for thought perception because it is inconceivable. Inconceivability, it is swarupam. It is of the form of inconceivability. Formlessness, being the swarupam of the reality, is implied by the term achintya rupam. Okay, if it is not available for thought perception, if it is inconceivable, if it is an object of thought, then how subtle it is? How formless means how it is. Sukshmat cha tat sukshmataram. Tat sukshmataram. It is subtler. Sukshmam means subtle. Sukshmataram, subtler. Sukshmat sukshmataram means subtler than the subtle. Sukshmat sukshmataram. Subtler than the subtle. Sukshmat, panchami vibhakti. Sukshmat than the subtle. Sukshmataram, subtler. This reality implied with the term Brihat, Achintya Rupam, Divyam, etc. is subtler than the subtle. And is subtler than the subtle, inconceivably subtle, reality, which is of the nature of formlessness, because it is of the nature of pure knowledge, therefore it is of your self-effulgence, it is of the nature of limitlessness, being free from all limitations, and this reality shining, vibhati, this only reality alone is shining. How is it shining? Vibhati means shines. How does it shine? Vividham bhati. This only reality alone is shining or shines in manifold ways, vividham, in different forms. Only formless reality shines in the form of innumerable countless forms. Vividham means in manifold ways. In it alone shines in many forms. Every form which is shining, every form which shines, every form which enjoys existence is the form of that formless reality. Time is an object. Time which shines. Shines means what? Which enjoys existence. Anything which enjoys existence is said to be shining. Vilangukirathu. And this existent object shining, which shines in the form of time is form of reality. Space is form of reality. And all the elements are forms of reality. Subtle elements are forms of reality. Elementals are forms of reality. All living creatures, unicellular organism onwards, multicellular organisms, all living forms are forms of reality. All non-living things, huge things, big things, gross things, grosser things, grossest things, all are innumerable, countless forms of the only formless reality. That reality alone shines in innumerable, countless forms, vibhati. That prefix V makes me say so much. Bhati means shines. Because the prefix V, I have to say that only formless reality shines in innumerable countless forms. Vibhati, vividham bhati. Okay. Now the whole first sentence reveals what? First sentence consists of words revealing the reality in terms of its given nature. Brihat, tad, brihat, divyam, tad also, tad means that. Why the reality is implied by this third person singular pronoun that? Because it is, reality is one, not many. That's why not tani is there. Tad, tad means that. That is a singular pronoun. Therefore, reality is, that means reality is one. Why it is tad? Because when the reality is looked upon as the reality of the entire cosmos, vividham bhati, vibhati, the only formless reality which shines in innumerable countless forms, therefore it is the reality of the whole cosmos, including time and space. When it is looked upon as something other than yourself, reality being understood as something other than yourself is implied by the term tad. There is a reality of this entire universe. Therefore, it is tad. Okay? And the same reality seen as the reality of the universe, therefore implied by the term tad, should be seen as the reality implied by the term aham. Aham tad asmi. Therefore, Upanishad presents the second line, where is tad, that reality, which is revealed by all these words, brihat, sukshmat, sukshmataram. Sukshmat, sukshmataram. Divyam, achintya rupam, etc. And that reality next sentence is revealed. Durat dure. Durat sudure. See, dure means it is very far. Dure, vehu tolaivil ulladu apparambarul. Sudure, Dure means far away. Sudure, very, very far away from me. The reality is very, very far away from everyone. When sudure, non-reachably far. How far it is, that su implies non-reachably, very, very non-reachably far away. The durat sudure. Sudure means durat. It is much, much. Duram means far. It is far away. It is far away means how far away? Sudure. It is far away, non-reachably far away. Durat sudure. And the same reality, which is far away, non-reachably far away, is said to be what? Antike. Tad iha antike. Very beautiful. We have to make a note of the pronoun tad. Tad iha antike. Tad, that reality. Iha here. Iha here. Antike. Tad means that which is there. That reality which is there as the truth of the entire objective universe is here as the nearest self, antike, very closely available. Antike means near, non-reachably far away. The reality which is non-reachably far away is very much here as the nearest. Antike as the nearest. Near, it is available near. It is near. Antike means arihil. Yetta tolevil vehudurathil ulla paramparul. Ingu apparamparul. Ingu vehu arugamayil ulladu. Antike, it is very near. Cha. Antike cha. Okay. It is very near. That reality is here, very near. Means where, how near is it? It is said, guhayam nihitam. Guhayam, you should say, it is here, very near nihitam. Antike means near, how near? Guhayam nihitam. It is near, in the hidden, kept. Nihita means located, placed. It is placed, kept hidden, or nihitam hidden in the cave. Guhayam, guhayil, guhayam, saptami vibhakti. Antike guhayam nihitam. That reality, which is non-reachably far, is kept hidden in the cave of mind. Guhayam nihitam. But it is kept hidden in the cave of mind as the nearest self for whom? Pashyatsu. Pashyatsu means in those people, on the part of those people who see the truth, who see the reality. Who see the reality means those who know the reality. Parkindavarhalil, arihindavarhalil, that is the meaning. Pashyatsu is a shatru anta shabdha. Pashyan, pashyantam, pashyata, pashyate, pashyati, pashyate, pashyataha, pashyataha, pashyati, pashyatoho, pashyatsu. In those people who see the reality, on the part of those people who see the reality, for them who know the reality, for them reality is not tad, which is non-reachably far, but for them that reality is hidden, kept hidden in the cave of mind as the nearest self. அந்திகே இஹ குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம் பஷ்யத்சு, which alone, when it's unknown, is far non-reachably away. Therefore, what is that? Guhayam Nihitam. The cave of mind means, in the cave of mind, its reality is always available as the Swarupam of the I, the knower. I, the knower. Okay, the knower is the reality. Because I am the knower with reference to the world. Because the whole world is the known. The whole world is the known means, where does the known begin? Okay, we can say the entire objective universe, where I have sense of ownership, and the body mind sense complex, where I have sense, I sense. Okay, ahankara and mamakara. Aham bhava and mama bhava. So I have I sense in the body mind sense complex. I have my sense in the end objective universe. In fact, this entire objective universe is inclusive of my own body mind sense complex. And the entire objective universe comes under the category of the known. And the known, anything which is known is of the nature of inertness and which is, does not know its own existence. Therefore, it does not have independent existence. And the known universe will ever be the known. And that which is distinct from the known is what only one thing which cannot be included in the objective universe is I. Except the first person singular pronoun. I, everything else should be included in the objective universe. I, the first person singular pronoun alone, cannot be included in the known category. And I, then if I cannot be included in the known category, except I means what? Even all the thoughts which constitute the antahkaranam in terms of memory, mind, intellect, etc., all the thoughts and all the physiological functions, all the powers, karmendriyani, gyanendriyani, all subtle aspects, and the gross physical body, all of them should be included in the external objective universe as the known. And what cannot be included is only the I comes under the category of the subject of knowledge, the knower. I has to be resolved in the knower. And the knower, if you ask who is the knower, after taking the everything else, the entire known is what? Subject to time, all three limitations. And everything is of the nature of inertness, not divyam. Everything is prakritam. Everything is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, everything is dependent on the knower to become the known, thereby to enjoy the status of being existent. And therefore, the truth of this whole universe is what? Same reality. And that reality you cannot see as an object. It is not available for thought conception. Means, where is the question of being available for perception? Impossible. Not an object, therefore not conceivable, describable, not perceptible. Because the perceiver, thinker, reality is the swarupam of the subject of knowing, subject of thinking, subject of doing. Okay, the knower, thinker, seer, perceiver is the reality. And all this subject, the knower, perceiver, thinker, etc., are the qualifications attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the corresponding objects. Therefore, here we say, and this guhayam nihitam, what is that reality? And what is that which arrive at as the swarupam of aham? There is no substance for the substantive I other than formless reality, and which you arrive at it only in terms of its nature of knowing, therefore pure knowledge. Pure knowledge, otherwise said to be pure consciousness, otherwise said to be pure awareness, is the absolute reality implied by the term Brihat. Is alone is said to be here Divyam. That alone is said to be here Sukshmat Sukshmataram. There's nothing just subtler than the reality. Reality is the subtlest of everything. And there's nothing bigger than the reality also, because any big thing doesn't exist outside of the reality, doesn't have independent existence. And that reality is the Swarupam of Aham. Is it clear? Guhayam Nihitam. Therefore, I am that reality. Mahavakyam is implicitly revealed here in this mantra. But for whom is it Nihitam? Only for those people who recognize the reality obtaining in one's own mind as the Swarupa of the knower. For them, reality is the nearest very self, truth of I am the reality. For people who do not know, is non-reachably far. Okay, we'll go to the next mantra. Nachakshushe. Now, same thing is going to be again further explained. Pravaron, further clarity. And I'm telling you, in sampradaya, in tradition, in traditional teaching, Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge, is never looked upon as an event, as a particular, it happening in a particular situation on a particular day at a particular time. No. It's always an enhancing, gradual enhancement of clarity. Self-knowledge is always in the form of gradual enhancement of clarity. There'll be a time when this clarity will become absolutely ascertained. And you will be convinced of your clarity, which when you will not ask other person to clarify. And then you call it ascertained vision. That is actually jnanam, which is moksha. Where you, it is effortlessly, you can be objective towards your own body, mind, sense complex. That is why shravanam itself is not a jnanam. When you do the shravanam, the jnanam you have is called shuddha jnanam, which is samanya jnanam. But this shravana jnanam is not considered to be jnanam. Shravanam helps you resolve ignorance. Ajnanam vrityattam shravanam. In other words, definitely all the possible doubts should be resolved, because no jnanam can be just doubtless jnanam, knowledge, once when you listen to the teaching. Of course, before listening, it's natural for one to be ignorant totally of the truth. After listening, a lot of things become clear, but doubts also will be simultaneously there. And all those doubts, when a person is capable of resolving, by repeatedly dwelling upon what has been understood and heard, the doubts resolve, then it becomes a clear doubt-free knowledge. Even the clear knowledge can be, you know, obstructed from being enjoyed. Why? Because of the age-old habit-caused problems. Because for many janmas, we have been having identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Even in this time, from the time of birth, until our exposure to Vedanta Shastram, we have been having very strong, helplessly identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Suddenly, overnight, Vedanta Jnanam really gives a different perspective, but still it is very natural for us to commit an error in our perception based because of the age-old habits. And for that, it's called Viparyayaha, Viparita Bhavana. And this, in fact, resolving the ignorance-caused error is easy. Correcting the habit-caused error takes time, for which alone very strong discipline called Nidhyasanam is prescribed by the Shastram. Nidhyasanam definitely will help one in due course of time resolve this, correct this habit-caused error. Also, thereby one can naturally take claim on Swarupam being Atma, the formless reality, is not an easy joke. We are shifting the identity from the grossest form to the most intangible, subtlest, abstract consciousness will make you feel as though you have lost everything. It's a big emotional blow, in fact. Big emotional blow. It is difficult to handle. That's why Shastram expects a person to become gradually sensitized and refined, to understand this fact and to accept this fact, because there's no way unless and until it is a fact. Understanding the fact, accepting the fact alone will help you resolve the problem of fear, problem of sense of insecurity, and the problem of mortality, death, and also other all our emotional issues can be sorted out only with this jnanam. That's why moksha sadhanam, jnanam, is said to be the means of attainment of moksha. Therefore, because it's a gradual enhancement of clarity, here we have to understand Upanishad further continues. You may ask, why does Upanishad repeat? I've explained to you the reason. Okay? Now, next mantra. I had a very nice cup of coffee. I'm very fresh. My flow is unobstructed today. I'm glad with what I'm teaching today. Okay. Na chakshusha grihyate na piva vacha na nyair devair tapasa karmanava. What a beautiful verse this is. Na chakshusha grihyate Napi vacha nanyair devaistapasa karmanava jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvaha jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvaha tatastutam pasyate nishkalam dhyayamanaha. Nishkalam dhyayamanaha. See, the verse 7th and this 8th, these two verses are really verses of very profound teaching. It is said, pashyate. We take the verb pashyate in the second mantra, second line, you can see pashyate. The verb in the mantra is pashyate. Pashyate is an atmane padam. Why the mantra is not using pashyati? Pashyati can be used if I can make other person also see. For example, I see the light and you all see the light. Therefore, pashyati, I can say, Matthew Pashyati, Tristan Pashyati, Aham Pashyami. It's okay. It's a common. But I alone see, others don't see. Then Pashyate. Like that, the wise person alone, the person who sees, he alone sees. Why? This is the abstract reality. In terms of, in seeing the objects, we can use Parasmi Padam. Why? If you see something through physical eyes, other person also, whoever has a seeing capacity can see. If you hear something, others also can hear. Because an object of perception can be perceived equally by all those people who are endowed with the sense organs. Whereas the vision of reality, the person who has the vision of reality, what he sees through the eye of knowledge cannot be seen by everybody else unless they have the eye of knowledge. We all have equally the same physical eyes, a seeing power. Therefore, we can see. Whereas the wise person alone sees. Therefore, pashyate sees who he alone sees, who alone sees. Okay? Nishkalam dhyayamanaha. Nishkalam dhyayamanaha pashyate. Dhyayamanaha is a shanach pratyanta shabdaha. Dhyayate meditates. Dhyayamanaha The person who is meditating, the meditative person. Meditative here means contemplative. The person who is contemplating, who is contemplative, he alone sees. And okay, is contemplative upon what? What is he contemplating on? No? Nishkalam. Again, instead of saying reality, the word used is Nishkalam. Nishkalam also is a word revealing the reality in terms of its nature. Sakalam means divided. Nishkalam means undivided, indivisible, undifferentiated. Nishkalam. Sakalam means partful. Nishkalam means partless. So undivided, indivisible, partless. Partlessness is the nature of reality. Indivisibility is the nature of reality. Divisionlessness is the nature of reality. Differencelessness is the nature of reality. Partlessness is the nature of reality. Why? Because reality is free from all possible differences. There's no sajatiya bhedaha. There's no sajatiya bhedaha means differences obtaining in one given object. Like how your own physical body has differences. It is called swagata bhedaha. Swagata bhedaha means head is different, hands are different, legs are different, toes are different, fingers are different, nails are different, like that. It's called swagata bhedaha. Differences obtaining within a given object. Then difference between one species and another species. We can say sajatiya bhedaha means human beings are different from other living beings. All the living beings are of one family. Living beings and non-living things. We can take two. Non-living things, another a group. So, living beings are come under the one category. And between the living beings and non-living things, we have vijatiya bhedaha. They are different kinds. And within the living beings, you can take what? Human beings are different from animals. It's called sajatiya bhedaha. Within the human beings, you can say what? I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm etc. It's called sajatiya bhedaha. All these sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha. So difference between two different species, difference between the beings of one species, and difference in on the part of one object itself. All differences are classified into three as sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, and swagata bhedaha. Here, reality, which is of abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, is one. Consciousness is existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is one. One reality. Only reality. There's no second parallel consciousness. And there's no second thing other than consciousness which enjoys the equal order, which belongs to equal order, same order. Therefore, it is one secondless reality, non-dual reality. Therefore, it is what? It is free from all differences, divisions and parts. Therefore, nishkalam. So here we say nishkalam. So this person who is dwelling upon this only secondless, non-dual, partless, indivisible, undivided whole, the conscious reality obtaining in him of knowledge as one's own swarupam, nishkalam dhyayamanaha, means atmanam dhyayamanaha. The person who is meditative, contemplative upon one's own swarupam, the reality obtaining as one's own swarupam, he alone tam pashyate, tam nishkalam pashyate. The person who is contemplative upon one's own Swarupam sees that only secondless, indivisible, partless whole, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, he alone sees. Tam nishkalam dhyayamanaha pashyate. The person who is contemplative upon reality obtaining as one's own Swarupam sees that reality being only secondless, non-dual, divisionless, undivided, partless, whole consciousness. And how is it possible for him to see? Because he is Vishuddha Sattvaha. Vishuddha Sattvaha. The qualification is Upanishad very quietly, silently, immediately knows. We will all ask, is it possible to see? It is not possible to see unless you are Vishuddha Sattvaha. Okay? Hey, when is Bhagavan away from you? When is the truth away from you? You are the very truth. If you are not able to see, it is the problem is with you, not with the reality. Okay? What he says here, the seer, you are the reality, which means you must be qualified to be able to see that. To have the vision of reality obtaining as the Swarupam of you, the seer, not as an object, as the very subject, Swarupam of the subject, one must be pure-minded, Vishuddha Sattvaha. Sattvam means mind. Vishuddha means purified. Purified-minded or pure-minded alone can see. Mental purity is very important for you to be able to have the vision of the truth of I, the truth of mind. How can the mind exist? How can I exist, you exist, anything, any thought exist without the reality? Therefore, there's never a time reality is not there, is always available. The question is, the problem of recognition is not possible because of the mental impurity. The impure mind is the thick, dusted, dusty mirror. Dusty mirror can have the reflection will not be clear. Reflection cannot even be seen, is not possible because of the reflection is but not possible because it has a thick layer of dust. Similarly, all the impurities in terms of strong likes and dislikes, fear, anger, jealousy, hatred, complaints, you know, always complaining about others. Others are wrong. I am perfect. You know, all these problems, especially strong likes and dislikes, hatred, jealousy, all these emotions are like a thick layers of dust in the mind. So these emotions, they are not created by us. We are not responsible for those emotions. But Shastram helps us understand the problem. It is natural for us to have those emotions, but how to handle them, how to manage them. It's very important to know how to handle them and manage them until Jnanam. Once Jnanam takes place, they will resolve for good. Until Jnanam, we must be able to handle them. Only when they're handled, managed, then they remain resolved temporarily. Whenever they remain resolved, the mind is said to be pure-minded. The emotions are managed, tackled very prudently, intelligently. That person has pure mind, for which it is also not overnight business, and is also able to focus for a length of time without any disturbance, because of his, again, vairagyam. When a person has vairagyam, then he can be undisturbed. He can be steady, focused in his attention. If the vairagyam is not adequate degree of vairagyam is not there, then this one cannot focus. To be focused, to be steady minded, one must have vairagyam. One must have viveka. Viveka vairagyam will help a person have mental steadiness. And consciously living a life of dharma for a long time will help us have mastery over the emotions, which is called a shamaha. If shamaha, damaha, viveka, vairagyam are there, then one has adequate mental purification. And such a person is said to be vishuddha sattvaha. For him, vishuddha sattvaha effortlessly sees that reality, nishkalam brahma. Okay, nishkalam brahma means nirupadhikam, nishkalam, nirvisesham, nirgunam brahma. Is capable of seeing that absolute, formless, undivided, indivisible, partless reality, formless reality which is free from upadhis, attributes. He is able to see reality not as an object, as the very swarupam of I, the knower, as one's own nearest self. So, vishuddha sattvaha dhyayamanaha tam nishkalam pashyate. How? Jnana prasadena. See, prasadaha means tranquility. One meaning. Another meaning is blessing. Okay, jnana prasadena. The mind, which is adequately, the mind also becomes absolutely tranquil when there is jnanam. Otherwise, with the blessing of knowledge, so here, the word jnana prasadaha, literally it means, jnana means knowledge, but here, jnana prasadaha implies by the blessing of grace of one's own mind. Prasadaha implies steadiness and purity here. How does one get jnana prasada? Having the blessing of one's own mind. Very interesting to know that. Jnana prasadaha is actually grace or the blessing of one's own mind is jnana prasadaha. By living strictly a life of karma yogaha, but strictly follow, consciously following the universal values, by consciously entertaining proper attitude towards everything, this attitude towards action which is to be done, this attitude towards result of actions, attitude towards everything in this universe, attitude towards one's parents, attitude towards friendship, attitude towards everything. The attitude towards everything in the world will be reverence and respect. And a certain, everything is offering to Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan's gift. Everything comes because ordained by Bhagavan of order. This amazing attitude. Shastram really specifically, Karma Kanda discusses this attitude, very important. It discusses this having an appropriate attitude towards everything is discussed specifically as one of the disciplines. Shastram Karmakanda discusses disciplines, values. There, the attitude also specifically discussed. And his attitude and commitment to dharma, living consciously life of values, is not at all easy joke. And because viveka, there's also vairagyam is there, is it far easy for us to manage one's disease, etc., then what happens? Okay, to make it short, worshipful, prayerful life of dharma, karma yoga, lived, helps a person have jnana prasadaha, which means the blessing of the mind, jnana prasadaha. So the jnana prasadena, the tranquil, pure mind alone is capable of blessing. Unsteady, disturbed mind cannot bless you. Jnana prasadena, by the blessing of the mind, obtaining in the form of pure and steady mind, as obtaining as the pure and steady mind is what? Blessed by such a mind, this person is capable of seeing, he sees. So, dhyayamanaha nishkalam brahma pashyate atmatvena, he sees his own self. And what is that Brahman? What is that nishkalam brahma he sees? Because as a pure minded, you know, blessed by his own mind, because the blessing of his own mind, obtaining as the pure and steady mind, meditative person sees that Brahma. What is that Brahma? He says, na chakshusha grihyate. Na chakshusha grihyate. That reality which is not grasped through eyes. Not grasped through eyes means what? It is not perceived through any of the sense organs. Reality is not chakshusha na grihyate. Kenapi, by none, chakshusha through the eyes, na grihyate, not seen, not perceived, not, you know, grasped. That one word tells, reality is not seen, grasped through seeing power. Seeing eyes means it is not perceived through any of the sense organs. Why? Because it is not an object of perception. Reality is the very swarupam of the subject of perception, the perceiver. How can the swarupam of the perceiver, how can the reality which is there as the perceiver be perceived through sense organs? Perceiver can never become the perceived through instruments of perception. Next, na api vacha. Na api vacha. Vacha, third case of walk. Walk stands for organ of action. So reality, which is not an object of action, therefore it is not available for word description. It cannot, it is not an object which can be described by words. No, navacha grihyate, it is not available for word description, which means it is not available for any, as an object of any action, because reality is the very swarupam of the performer of actions. The swarup, the performer, the truth of the performer of actions can never be the object of action. Natu karma phalam, natu jnana phalam. Not an object of knowledge, not object of action. Then, na anyaihi devaihi. Na anyaihi devaihi. So, the word devaha can be taken as sense organ also. Not by any of the sense organs. Not, already I have said this. Not by any of the luminaries. No luminary in the world can bring to light the reality. Why? Because all the luminaries themselves, all the luminous bodies, all the existent phenomena, all of them are illumined by the reality. Therefore, the illuminator, absolute illuminator of all the luminous bodies, absolute illuminator of all the luminaries, the reality obtaining as the swarupam of the illuminator of all the all the luminaries cannot be illumined by any of the luminaries. Na devaihi tapa na tapasa, that na should go with everything. Na tapasa, not even by tapas, not by any of the austerities, penance practiced. All these austerities and penance, even including the vichara enquiry, that all means of arriving at the reality. They all contribute for any penance, any austerity, any discipline practice is only for preparing the mind for the reality. But they cannot directly, reality can be arrived at by mere tapas. No. Tapas is for mental purification. But only in the pure mind, reality can be arrived at as a swarupam of the I. Not it is can be arrived at. Na karmana, not by any action. Na karmana, na tapasa, na chakshusha, na vacha, na devaihi grihyate. Then how is it grihyate? How is it available then? Jnana prasadena vishuddhasattvaha. Only the pure minded person who has the mental purification, who by living a clean, worshipful, prayerful life of karma yoga, who has earned the blessing of one's own mind in terms of steadiness and purification, that person alone thereafter, you know, being contemplative, sees that absolute, formless reality, undivided, divisionless, partless reality, the consciousness, the whole, as the swarupam of one's own self. Which means, to have the blessing of mind, what do you need? Chitta prasadaha, antakarana prasadaha, for which definitely one has to gradually convert one's tamasic nature into rajasic, rajasic to sattvic, for which only shastram repeatedly prescribes living a life of karma yoga. And through the shastra pramanam you discover, then with the pure mind, repeatedly dwelling upon will help you have the vision of reality. Okay, next. So shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam are important sequentially for one to have the vision. Let me stop now. Om.